Okay, and welcome to another episode of Revolutionaire Corporatistan. Anyways, I'm going to touch on a few sensitive subjects today that might be uncomfortable for some of our listeners, our regular listeners. We're talking about the people that mostly tune into this podcast. There is a very big difference between economic Marxism and cultural Marxism. They are two not in the same thing. One thing's for certain, and I have to bring up Rojava for this because, you know, most of us, I'm just taking a shot in the dark here, have browsed, you know, 4chan, or even to an extent 8chan, which is the only place where Lefty Poll is. Now, I was on Lefty Poll. I've gotten banned from both Poll and Lefty Poll because, you know, authoritarian centrists like me are not granted privilege to post there because it's either extreme right or extreme left. There are no compromises. You know, I mean, that's implying that I'm even compromising at all. Okay, I've read about the struggle in Rojava and the things on Bookchin, Murray Bookchin. They want to create a stateless society, an egalitarian society that's free of money there. And I know they've been fighting ISIS for years, but they're not going to have much success like, say, Hezbollah has. Now, America, my country, unfortunately, is probably somewhat on the side of Rojava, which is not a good thing. Now, a lot of people are going to accuse me of being a terrorist sympathizer here, but Rojava are basically, you know, they're Marxist, and they somewhat have ties to Zion. Now, I'm all for the differences, and this is where I'm going to get into this whole thing about economic Marxism versus cultural Marxism, why there's a difference, and why people who mention cultural Marxism always bring up the Frankfurt School. Now, there was two schools. There was the old school and the new school. People like Theodor Adorno actually did not like the commodification of resources for profit. He didn't like the fact that people were taking things and dumbing them down for the general populace. Now, as somebody with fascist sort of leanings, I mean, obviously democracy is somewhat of a failure. Not to get on a high horse here, but I'm pretty sure that, you know, modern society, especially the Western world, is too dumb to make their own decisions. And one thing's for certain is that Rojava might strive, partially they're okay with a moneyless society, a stateless anarchism, whatever. That's kind of cool. I mean, maybe that would be okay in a first stage, you know, civilization. But we here at Revolutionaire Corporatista, and that's only the first stage. We can't just not have a state. The thing is with the new Marxists in the newer Frankfurt School is what most people that like to, you know, cry wolf about cultural Marxism are actually talking about when this whole entire society got infiltrated by liberals. I think it was a relocation to New York or somewhere very liberal in the United States because they basically fled Germany before the Nazis got to them. Okay, anyways, the one thing is for certain is I'm all for economic equality across the board. But you have soldiers in Rojava, or however you pronounce it, that basically they have egalitarian armies, women and men can serve. I mean, you have to realize, you know, and not to invoke Evola here, but, you know, he believed in a hierarchy. And scientific evidence proves that men and women are not equal. They are not equal at all. Sometimes we're better at things than they are, and sometimes they're better at things than we are. That goes back to the old episode where I might have mentioned an old episode. If I didn't, it was about the transgender serving in the military. I mean, you just can't do that. That's why women are not allowed to fight on the front lines, because they are not physically equipped to handle heavy artillery pounding at them, you know, day in and day out. That kind of, you know, psychological and physical abuse from, you know, flying bullets, you know, grenade launchers. That could be too much for them. Now, for certainty, they do have a higher pain tolerance, but they're easily squeamish. And I admire for them for trying to strive toward idealism with that, but it's not going to work. They've been fighting ISIS for a long time, and really they're not making any progress. Hezbollah has been making more progress than they have. Now, I was reading on Lefty Poll a little bit ago that a lot of Rojava, Bookchin type people were pissed off about Hezbollah trying to preserve Iran's theocracy. I mean, that was in a previous episode, the episode before this, where I talked about self-preservation. How is that inherently evil? It's not. Now, I'm okay for a cashless society and us not having, you know, us having economic equality, but cultural equality and economic equality, it's just not going to happen. In my perfect society, there will be economic equality, but we have to face it. Men and women are different, and that's just not going to happen. One thing I have to point out is that a lot of people that decry cultural Marxism are talking about the New School. The New School, when the liberals infiltrated the entire establishment, that basically brought forth that sort of bugman liberalism, which became disconnected from your roots. And Evola basically warned a lot of people, maybe who was prophesizing in the future, about how, you know, if man becomes too disconnected from his roots, and, you know, the rootless cosmopolitan thing, we all know that a lot of secular Jews follow that ideology. And even modern day urbanites, you know, they just don't care. So both on the left and the right, you want to have a moneyless, it's like, it's either you be economically equal and culturally equal, or you're neither. Which is basically right-wing populism, which is one of the reasons why I'm not real big on Trump. He doesn't really represent me in that way, and he's basically one of those Hoppian-type national conservative types that basically is now the establishmentarian powers. But my point is that, you know, they're striving for some great ideals, but it's not going to happen. They're currently being destroyed. So anyways, in closing, thanks for listening, and that will be the end of this podcast, and we'll probably see you soon. All right, later.